Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your warm welcome. And Dr. Lyons, I thank you for your kind and generous introduction and for allowing me to be with you this morning. I've been reading all the material about this conference. I've been reading all about this great company. That in some 35 years, immigrant guy comes over here, a few thousand dollars, starts something and creates this fantastic company, a company known for innovation, a company known for being a rebel, a company known for always stretching and reaching out to something new. And it's the American dream story, frankly. And I'm so pleased to be with you. Now, I don't know anything about agriculture. I was raised in New York, you know. But I'm fascinated by what you're doing with aqua, what you're thinking about with protein. And when I talk to a group like this, I'm always trying to say, what is the purpose? What are they all there for? What do they do for the society of which they are a part in their various countries? What do they do for the world? And the simple purpose of this audience is very, very clear to me, and that's to feed the world. To feed the world that is growing in population, to feed a world that is being challenged by environmental issues, to feed a world where poverty is still endemic, even though many of us are so well fed and doing so well, to feed a world where one of the most important essential elements of feeding the world is water. Is starting to become a problem. And it takes a conference like this where you all will come together and challenge each other and think about these and rebel against the conventional wisdom, as the chart showed you a little while ago, and to say we can change it, we can do better, we can be great innovators. We will make sure that we can meet our challenge, meet our purpose, and do everything we can to give every citizen of the world. That's what we really have to do, every citizen of the world, the opportunity to have decent food and to raise children who are healthy because they've had the right food in their lives. What a noble purpose. What a great thing to accomplish, and why it's so important for you to work on this. And so I'm very pleased to be here with Alltech and to be here at the Revolution Conference. I got to be honest, and I got to be a little candid with you. At this stage of my life, this stage of my career, I'm just glad to be anywhere. Not easy. I've been out of government for a few years, but I still think about it late at night. I still think about the reality that not too long ago, every day, every king, president, and prime minister in the world was calling me, asking if I would come see them or they would come see me. One day you're sitting there and every reporter wants to talk to you. Every journalist wants to know what you think. Every television commentator wants to go on camera with you. One day you're sitting there and you're the number one diplomat of the whole free world. One day you're the Secretary of State of the United States of America. And next day you ain't.